God, we thank you this morning for everything that you've done for us. We thank you that we can come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for laughter because it's like good medicine to the bones. I thank you this morning that we can be thankful for you because you are the giver of every good and perfect gift. You're the one that sits high and takes care of us, God. And I thank you that you are concerned with each need that we have and even with a lot of our desires. This morning, I pray that you will open our hearts and our minds to receive a word that will not only bring forth happiness and joy, but God, it'll inspire us to be thankful to you. It will inspire us to know that when we're thankful to you, things have to change. By faith, God, we pray these things. By faith, we believe these things, and we pray them all in the precious, mighty name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Well, obviously, we are fast approaching Thanksgiving. So I've been told that less than six days now, I get to enjoy the great turkey of Coach Pardee. So I'm definitely excited about that. I didn't know if we did Bible study next week because of Thanksgiving and people traveling and all that. So I was talking to the Lord early this morning about just, you know, hey God, what do you want me to talk about? Because he didn't tell me last night, or either I didn't listen. And he instantly brought to me early this morning, Thanksgiving. And I began to think about the word and what it meant to me and what I think that it means to other people, and kind of threw a couple of thoughts at Alex. And instantly when God told me to look at the word again. And in the word Thanksgiving, it literally means, if you break it down, it's the giving of thanks. And when I think about that, I think about sometimes when we go through storms in our lives, a lot of us are in storms, just went through one or about to go through one. And we know somebody definitely during these, the Christmas season, the Thanksgiving season. I know a lot of people are experiencing this one without, a loved one for the very first time. And I talk to people at the pharmacy, and a lot of them tell me they're going to travel, they're going to go to these different places. And I understand why. Because they want to get their mind off of what happened, 6 months ago, 10 months ago, or whenever it was. And I begin to think about that, and I'm like, well, God, sometimes when I run to different places to get my mind off of things, it doesn't work. And sometimes when I used to try to do drugs or try to do whatever it may be, I was trying to get my mind off of my problem because I wasn't able to handle it. I wasn't able to deal with it. And this morning, God, I believe, wants me to share with all of us, myself included, that when we show the act of thanksgiving, when we truly give thanks to God because he's the one giving out all the blessings, then I want to challenge us this morning to know that we don't have to go out of town to deal with a problem. I'm not condemning it. I'm not saying it's a bad idea to travel for the holidays. I think it's awesome. But for those of us that maybe can't do it or don't want to do it or whatever it may be, I believe that we can change where we're at now when we give thanks. I heard a preacher say many months ago, a lot of people like to go to Jerusalem, and we haven't been able to go yet, but I want to go there one day. And he was challenging people. He says, listen, we'll pay thousands of dollars to walk where Jesus walked over there, but we can do it for free here. We can allow Jesus to walk where we're walking if we're willing to yield to him, if we're willing to give him the lordship of our lives. So this morning, I want to encourage us to know that I believe that when we're giving thanks to God, then I believe the enemy's not allowed to be in that arena with us. I believe if we're sad or we're beaten down or we're confused or we're worried about our finances, if we begin to give God glory, if we begin to thank God for the blessings, I know a lot of people name their blessings to God. I think that's a great idea because that makes you and me, it makes us change our mindset. It makes us look at the blessing instead of the curse. It makes us look at the goodness of God instead of the areas in our life that we have lack. Have you ever met somebody that's just thankful? A lot of people say, oh, they're always in a good mood. Well, I will argue with you and say, I don't think they're always in a good mood, but I think they're always thankful. And because they're always thankful, that therefore changes their outlook on things. It changes their mood. They don't walk through storms like the rest of us sometimes. They don't allow the cares of the world to beat them down sometimes, not because they're not going through, not because they're some kind of super Christian or superhuman. It's just because they look at it different. And this morning in the book of Romans chapter 4 verse 20, we have Paul talking to us, and he's about to talk to us about Abraham, which many of us know is the father of faith. Abraham, man, he was awesome. He received some promises of the Lord, and he didn't waver on a lot of them. He believed God, even though it looked like it was impossible. So in Romans chapter 4, verse 20, the Bible says, Abraham never wavered in believing God's promise. In fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this he brought glory to God. Translations may say that, in fact, his faith grew stronger, and in this he brought thanksgiving to God. Brothers and sisters, one of the people in the Bible that is proclaimed to be the father of all faith, the Bible says that his faith grew stronger while he was giving thanksgiving to God, while he was praising God. How many of us this morning need our faith to grow a little stronger? How many of us this morning need to be in a position that we don't look at the things like we always look at them? How many of us, as we approach Thanksgiving and then enter into the Christmas season, feel a little beat down because we're not able to provide some of the things the world thinks that we should be able to provide? Brothers and sisters, this morning, I promise you, you have no responsibility to keep up with the Joneses. You have absolutely no responsibility to give your husband or your wife or your children or your grandchildren something because Susie and Jimmy or Melissa and them gave it to their kids. I promise you, your children care way more about your love for them than what you're able to provide for them in some kind of desire. This morning, I have good news that when the father of faith faced persecution, he faced doubt. Abraham thought that it was impossible for him to have a child because he was old and because Sarah was old, but he believed God, and the Bible says it was accounted or accredited to him as righteousness, meaning he could be in right standing with God, not because he was a Superman, but because he believed the word of the Lord. This morning, I want you and me to trust and lean upon the word of God. Do I understand everything in this book? Absolutely not. But I do understand some of the things, and everything that God has gave me understanding about or a revelation about, I can tell you this morning, is absolutely true. If I know that God has shown me truths in this book, therefore I believe the whole book is true, and it's on me this morning to continue to study and to read and to believe God in spite of my emotions, in spite of my contradictions I think that are there, in spite of my doubt, in spite of me thinking I'll never be enough. If God has called me enough, then that settles it. And this morning I have great news for you and me. He thought you were worth enough to send his only begotten son to suffer on that cross and on the third day to get up out of that grave. How many of us this morning can focus on that, and that is enough for you and me to have a good Thanksgiving? It's simply enough. You see, I know people that have millions and millions of dollars and are absolutely miserable. Why in the world do we watch on TV or the news or read on the web every single week that this person committed suicide, this person did this, they got arrested? Why? Because they're searching for something to fulfill a hole on the inside of them that was meant by God and God alone to fill. Brothers and sisters, I'll argue that you and me are in way better situations than most people in the world. Our pastor last week at church, he was talking and he was explaining how most people in the world live on $5 a day. Let that sink in for a minute. $5 a day. My wife can't go to Starbucks for $5 a day. And she doesn't, praise the Lord, go to Starbucks anymore. Hallelujah for breakthrough. No, she just, I guess, didn't like it anymore. But it's one of those things, when you think of how in the world are most people able to survive on $5, if that doesn't make you grateful, I'm not for sure what will. If that doesn't make your outlook change a little bit, yes, insurance, taxes are expensive, and I'll complain with the best of them. You want somebody to whine with you, call me, and I will complain about taxes probably every day of my life. But when I do, when I get home later on, I feel a conviction come over me because God is able to allow us to pay those bills. Does it mean I agree with them? Absolutely not. But it does mean that I need to look at it from a different lens, from a different perspective. You see, when the children of Israel marched around Jericho, it wasn't until that last time that they began to give God praise and glory and a shout. And that's what brought the walls down. You see, some things in your and my life are waiting for us to be thankful. They're waiting for us to give praise and give God glory. And that's when God will move them. A lot of the times in our life, God won't move things because he's waiting on us to look at it different. He's trying to teach us something. But in Romans chapter 4, verse 20 and 21, it says, he was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. And he, being Abraham, was fully convinced that God is able to do whatever he promises. Does that mean Abraham thought it was going to be easy? Absolutely not. He said, I'm old. Did he think it was going to be an easy thing for it to happen, that he was going to be able to have Isaac? Absolutely not. He said, my wife's old. Man, Abraham was a brave man. He is the father of faith. He had to believe that Sarah wasn't going to kill him after hearing that. But seriously, think about it. This man that was old, this man that thought that his best days were behind him, received a promise from God Almighty. He received that promise, and then God told him to take him up on that mountain and sacrifice the very thing I gave you. Good God Almighty. It was a foreshadowing of what Jesus and God were going to do for us so many years later. You see, brothers and sisters, in closing this morning, God is not looking at your and my story from the beginning. He's looking at it from the end to the beginning. God doesn't see things like you and me do. And if you and me can get with God and say, God, you show me how you see it. God, you show me that situation, that obstacle, that child that's not came back into the fold. I want you to show me how you look at them. And when God will give you that grace, when God will give you that understanding, then immediately that will allow you to be thankful for what the Lord has shown you. Brothers and sisters, I believe this morning that our best days are ahead of us despite the economy. Brother Kevin, I believe that God has just begun to bless y'all's business, not because I said so, but because of your faithfulness. You see, this morning, I believe, no matter who you are listening to this message, I believe that God has something on the other side of that challenge or that struggle or that sickness, but he's waiting on you and me to change our lens, to change our viewpoint. He's waiting on us to become like Abraham, to become like the children of Israel, and be willing to praise him even though a stone wall stands right in front of us. Even though an obstacle stands right in front of us, he's waiting for our praise to bring through our breakthrough. A couple days ago, or I guess a week ago now, something like that, there's a lady and a young child, maybe 10, 12 years old, with special needs. They were Latino now. They were from Guatemala. They had been dropped off at the pharmacy because she thought it was the doctor's office, and it was a mess. And long story short, we began to try to help her and figure out where she was supposed to be. And my Spanish is elementary at best, but one of my coworkers helped me, and we were calling people. And long story short, her daughter had got on the bus and had some heart problems, and they were really confused. They didn't, you know, they're in a foreign land. They didn't exactly know what was going on with the child. She's already special needs. They had got dropped off by a taxi. You talking about the world just beating their brains in. And me and my coworker were like, listen, you know, your taxi's left, your doctor's appointments is right now. So we get in the car and we try to take them to the doctor's appointment with this doctor from Atlanta. And we're about 30 seconds away, and the doctor, and we had, you know, made sure the doctor's office knew the situation. And And about 30 seconds, maybe 40 seconds before we pull into the parking lot, they call this lady and they cancel the appointment because she wasn't there on time. And instantly, I was frustrated. I was mad, to be honest. I was like, why didn't this? And I don't know the full story. Only God does. But I was like, that doctor couldn't wait another 2 minutes, 1 minute for us to get there. And so long story short, we tell the lady, listen, we're happy to take you and your daughter home. So we drive to a part of town that it was bad. I mean, it broke my heart instantly when we pulled in there, and the lady's telling us which apartment it is, and the little girl, 10, 12 years old, can't walk like most of us can walk. And she gets out of the car and she begins to offer to pay me. And I was telling her, no, thank you. And, you know, sorry about everything that happened. If we can help you, let us know. And the lady that has a daughter that just had tons of heart problems, situations, she could have died on the bus. She can't walk. She's obviously doesn't have very much money. She has everything against her that I can possibly see. Begins to speak a word of encouragement to me. She said, in my best understanding of Spanish, she said that she prays that God blesses me. That she prays that God keeps me. She said, I pray that God will reward you for your kindness. And my coworkers translating some of it to me. And I'm in a situation that I have everything I could possibly want. My kids are in 100% great health, praise the Lord. I have a nice home. I have food on the table. I have a car. And this lady that has none of those things is able to encourage me. And the only reason this morning, brothers and sisters, she was able to look me in the eyes and speak these words is because she was grateful for what God had done for her that day. How many of us can look at what God did for us yesterday, today, tomorrow, or in the years to come and say, God, I know it's not the way I want it, but I'm grateful for what you've done. Because I promise you there's people in your path and that will be in your path that need that word of encouragement. You see, that day when she spoke a word to me like that, it changed my life. I believe she was like Abraham that day, and she believed God was going to take care of the situation before he was able to do it. She believed God sent me and my coworker to help her and her daughter. And this morning, brothers and sisters, I'm not sure I could have looked at it like that. I'm not sure I could have been as strong as she was. Maybe I could, maybe I couldn't. But what God allowed me to take from that is that when I'm thankful, when I'm grateful, when I can praise him, the people around me will be encouraged. They'll be uplifted. They'll be changed forever. Brothers and sisters, you are important in the kingdom of God. God is calling you and me this morning, this afternoon, or this evening, whenever you hear this word. He's calling you to be thankful. And not only to be thankful, but to give him thanks. You see, it's one thing to be thankful, but when I can experience thanksgiving, I can be like Abraham and be willing to sacrifice Isaac. You see, when I experience thanksgiving, when I'm acting out my faith, I can be like Jesus and say, not my will, Father, but your will be done. You see, when I'm experiencing thanksgiving, I can be like Paul and Silas and sing hymns and praises and glory to God while I'm sitting in the middle of a prison and sell. You see, brothers and sisters, this morning, I believe that I can be like John the Baptist. I can be like Elijah or Elisha when I can give thanks and know that God is exactly who he says he is. We can experience the act of being thankful. And I believe that's where your breakthrough's at. I believe it's where my healing's at. I believe it's where my perspectives change. I believe it's everything that you and me stand in need of or desire. I believe that is exactly where it's at. Because the Bible says faith without works is dead. And I love James. James says, listen, you show me your faith. He said, but look at my works and you can see my faith. Now, that doesn't mean that we can act our way to heaven, but it does mean that when our perspective is changed, when we're thankful, when we're grateful that in Dalton, Georgia, a lady that is going through all sorts of hell can look at me about a week ago and say, I pray that you be blessed, man of God. She changed me. I'm not happy she went through her experience, but I'm happy to have seen how she went through it. Brothers and sisters, this morning, you and me are going through some things, but we can go through it with victory as long as we're in the act of giving thanks. Let's pray. Lord, I honor you. I thank you for what I experienced a week or so ago. And God, even now, I pray for that little girl. God, I pray that by your power and your anointing that you will heal her body, her heart. I pray that you mend it, put it back together like the day that you created her. And Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters, and I thank you that we're inspired and encouraged that as we enter this season, God, of Thanksgiving, and then we enter into Christmas, God, I thank you that we're going to look at it different this time. God, we're not going to be beat down by the cares of the world. We're going to look at you and say, God, we're thankful for food and clothing and shelter and every good gift that you give us. This morning, Lord, I thank you that because one woman could look at me, because she was giving you thanks, she could look at me that my life will forever be changed. I pray you give us that kind of impact on your people. And by faith, we consider these things done, believing them and thanking you for every bit of grace and mercy that you so kindly give to each one of us. You are exactly who you say you are. And I thank you for that this morning. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.